complacency, an impish little demon unfurled his wings and drifted into Stuart Hall on the Whitmore College campus, sinking down through the main floor to the gloomy basement where the other spirits had gathered, where many pairs of yellow cat eyes glared at him and grotesque apparitions carried on their hushed, gargling conversations. Complacency sought out Lucius, the Prince of Ashton, an imposing demon who held the highest position of all.
"My prince, I must have a word with you."
Lucius' eyes narrowed.
"Why aren't you with Hogan?"
"I must speak with you. You're making a mistake. You're stalking Hogan's daughter, and..."
Lucius gave Complacency a blow that sent him tumbling across the room.
"You dare to accuse your prince of a mistake? You know your duty. Perform it!"
I was. Hogan was nothing to fear at all. A slug, a lump of clay. I could have held him forever."
"So do it!"
"Prince Lucius, please hear me. Give him no enemy, no need to fight. Withdraw from his daughter."
Lucius sneered at him.
"Shall we send someone else to hold Hogan in check?"
Complacency had no answer, but added another note of concern.
"I saw messengers of the living God today."
That only brought laughter from the group.
"Are you becoming that timid, Complacency?"
Lucius kicked him.
"We control this town, and we roam it freely, without fear of attack. You listless, limp little bungler! To fear is to fail!"
Then it happened. Suddenly, a violent, boiling cloud of evil thundered into the room, sweeping the demons along like so much debris in a raging tide, tumbling, screaming, wrapping their wings tightly around themselves in terror. All except for Lucius. Out of that cloud, a monstrous spirit had appeared and now held Lucius by the throat, shaking him like a rag doll. A voice gargled up from deep within the spirit's torso and sprayed out in clouds of fiery red vapor.
"You who have no fear, are you now afraid?"
It hurled Lucius across the room to join the others, then stood there like a mountain, wielding a deadly S-curved sword, its bared fangs glistening, its leathery wings filling the room. For an eternity, it studied them with sinister, smoldering eyes.
"Lucius, you will announce me on your feet."
Lucius' voice quivered despite every effort.
Baal-Rephar, the Prince of Babylon."
They all leaped to their feet, partly out of respect, mostly out of fear of Rephar's sword.
"Lucius, you will stand with the others. I am here, and only one prince is needed."
But Lucius became indignant.
You have not asked me to yield my place."
Rephar's sword flashed. Lucius screamed in pain and coiled into a twisted knot on the floor. Rephar leaned over him.
"Do you wish to challenge me for my position? Answer!"
No, I yield.
Get up.
Lucius struggled to his feet and Rephar stood him with the others.
"Listen well, all of you. Lucius is a liar and a worm and is not to be heeded. I say to you, fear the hosts of heaven. As they are ignored, as they are given place, so they shall overcome you. Tell me, deposed prince, how stands the town of Ashton? Is it ready?"
Yes, Baal-Rephar."
"Oh, then you have taken care of this praying bush and this sleeping troublemaker, Hogan."
Lucius was silent.
"You have not. First you allow them to come into places we reserved for our own special appointments."
"It was a mistake, Baal-Rephar. The Clarion editor was eliminated according to our orders. But no one knows where this Hogan came from. He bought the paper before anything could be done."
"And Bush?"
"He sprang up from nowhere to be the pastor of the Ashton Community Church. He was not our choice at all."
A long, foul sigh hissed out through Rafar's fangs.
"The host of heaven. While you have taken them for granted, They have moved in the enemy's chosen, right under your noses. It is no secret that Henry Bush is a man who prays. Do you fear that?
Yes, of course. More than anything, we've been attacking him, trying to drive him out.
And how has he responded?
He...
Speak up!
He prays. Rafar shook his head.
And what about Hogan?
We've attacked his daughter.
His daughter?
Complacency couldn't contain himself. I tried to tell him it wouldn't work. It would only make Hogan more aggressive and wake him from his lethargy. Lucius blurted. Sometimes a direct attack is not wise, so we found a weakness in his daughter and felt we could divert his energies toward her, perhaps destroy him at home and disintegrate his family. It was at least a start.
It will fail, Complacency cried. He was harmless until they tampered with his sense of well-being and comfort. Now I fear I won't be able to hold him back. He's gonna...
I do not want Hogan held back. I want him destroyed. Yes, take his daughter. Take anything that can be corrupted. As for this man of God who has sprung up, I'm sure an adequate trap can be laid. But concerning the host of heaven, how strong are they?
Not strong at all, Lucius answered boldly.
But cunning enough to make you think they are weak. A fatal mistake, Lucius.
He addressed all of them.
No longer take the enemy for granted. Watch him. Count his numbers. Know his whereabouts, his skill, his name. Our Lord has very important plans for this town. He has sent me to fulfill them. And that is enough to draw the very hordes of heaven down upon our heads. Be fearful of that. And as for these two thorns in our hoof, the newspaper man and the man of God, tonight we will see what they are made of.